Der Vertrag von Warschau soll einen Schlussstrich setzen unter Leiden und Opfer einer bösen Vergangenheit.
The purpose of the Treaty of Warsaw is to draw a line under the sufferings and sacrifices of an evil past. It will build a bridge between both our governments and both our peoples. It will open the way for separated families to be reunited and for borders to divide us less than they have done until now.
Dieser Vertrag konnte nur nach ernster Gewissenserforschung unterschrieben werden. Wir haben uns nicht leichten Herzens.
Despite that, we've been able to sign this treaty only after serious soul-searching. We did not decide this light-heartedly. We are convinced that tensions must be reduced. Agreements on renunciation of force must be adhered to. Relations improved and suitable forms of cooperation found in order to reach a blueprint for lasting peace in Europe. In doing so, we must take what already exists as our starting point, including Poland's western border.
Was ich im August Ihnen aus Moskau gesagt habe, liebe Mitbürgerinnen und Mitbürger, gilt auch für den Vertrag mit Polen.
My message to you from Moscow in August 1970, my fellow citizens, also applies to the treaty with Poland. It concedes nothing that was not forfeited long ago, forfeited not by those who bear and bore political responsibility in the Federal Republic of Germany, but by the criminal Nazi regime.
Wir dürfen nicht vergessen, dass dem polnischen Volk nach 1939 das Schlimmste zugefügt wurde, was es in seiner Geschichte hat durchmachen müssen.
We must not forget that after 1939, the worst wrongs in their entire history were inflicted on the Polish people. This injustice did not remain without consequences. Our people underwent great suffering as well, especially our compatriots in Eastern German territories. We have to be fair. The heaviest sacrifice was made by those whose fathers, sons, and brothers lost their lives. But after them, those who had to leave their homes paid the highest price for the war. This treaty does not mean that we recognize injustice or justify acts of violence. It does not mean that we legitimate expulsions retroactively.
Namen wie Auschwitz werden beide Völker noch lange begleiten und uns daran erinnern.
Names such as Auschwitz will remain with both nations for a long time and remind us that hell on earth is possible. We experienced it. But it is just that experience that forces us to tackle the tasks of the future with determination. Fleeing reality creates dangerous illusions. Saying yes to this treaty, to reconciliation, to peace, is a commitment to all of Germany's history.